Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation of the 12th Hour in Elgin, Texas. Today is December 9, 2023, or it's the 27th day of Sislu, 2027. We're going to do our first service on this Sabbath day.
Sing of this love of Yahshua, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Yahshua, we'll say and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see Yahshua, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toil of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Yahshua, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Yahshua, we'll sing and shout the victory.
And the name of the sermon is Texas, a Righteous Nation. Now let's do that again. The title of this is Texas, a Sovereign Righteous Nation. It says that April 9, 2005, I put this compilation together. The Republic of Texas is a song that I wrote after we learned about Texas is to become a sovereign nation, or Republic of Texas. And she once was. Texas once was. It's set up in 1836 until 1845. For 9 years, they were operated as a sovereign nation. So anyway, the song that I wrote, I'm just going to recite it as a poem. It's called The Republic of Texas. There's a land of endless skies where someday my soul shall rise and forever be at rest from all care. I will know my heart's desire kindled from this little fire that's been burning in my heart for all of these years. The Republic of Texas is a land of endless skies, where the soul of man never dies. It's a land of plenty. It's a land that Yah has blessed. It's a land where Yah's kingdom shall rise. For the Republic of Texas is the land of the horse and plow, where men can't be bought or sold, where men earn their living by the sweat of their brow, and they're paid in silver and gold. Okay, that's the thing. That's gonna be our theme song for this great nation of Texas when it comes forth again. We're looking for the 144,000 to have their birth here, end up on Mount Zion in Jerusalem later on. Okay. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4 now and see what we got here. Now therefore, brethren, it says now, therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land. Which the Yahweh of your fathers giveth you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Yahweh which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Yahweh did because of Baal-Peor. For all the men that followed Baal, Peor, Yahweh hath destroyed them from among you. Okay. This is going to take place again. But ye that did cleave unto the Yahweh are alive, every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgment. Even as the Yahweh, my Yahweh, commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nation. We shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who has Yahweh so nigh unto them as the Yahweh is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed unto thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially in the day that thou stoodest before the Yahweh and the Horeb. That's later on they call it Mount Sinai, the Horeb, where Moses was herding sheep at the burning bush. That was actually at the Mount Sinai, spelt with an S. It's in Saudi Arabia, about 300 miles, maybe 200 or 300 miles south of Jerusalem, straight down south. When the Yahweh said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth. Okay, he said, and that they may teach their children. And you came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with the fire unto the midst of the heaven, with the darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And Yahweh spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only you heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, and that's the covenant of the sanctuary, the service, complete with the daily, and 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon the 2 tables of stone. And the Yahweh commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land whither you go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for you saw no manner of the similitude on the day that the Yahweh spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Thus you corrupt yourself and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of a male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth, unless thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yahweh hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. But the Yahweh hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance. Now this is where we're at today. I have been in on this inheritance, my wife and I. We have already made it an inheritance. When we left Gilead Center, Kermit, Texas, 2003, we were separated down there from Burles Johnson. We inherited his substance, his creation calendar. And so, furthermore, the Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes and swear that I should not go over Jordan, that I should not go in unto that good land which the Yahweh giveth thee for an inheritance. So there's your type right there. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan, but ye shall go over and possess that good land. But we fall heir to this. We are the last inheritors of that land. We're going to set up this great sovereign righteous nation of Texas, and we're going to gather people from all over the world. They're going to come from all over the world. And they're going to have to be processed through this great nation of Texas. And so we're going to go read about that right now in Ezekiel, in Ezekiel 20. We're going to go read about that right now. This is, start with verse 1. No, let's start with verse 1. And it came to pass in the 7th year, in the 5th month, that the 10th day of the month, that would be, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Yahweh and sat before me. Then came the word of Yahweh unto me, saying, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh, are you come to inquire of me? As I live, saith Yahweh, I will not be inquired by you. Wilt thou judge them, son of man? Wilt thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. And say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh, in the day when I chose Israel, and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and that would be the 12 tribes, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, In the day that I lifted up my hand unto them to bring them forth of the land of Egypt into a land that I had espied for them, flowing with the milk and honey, which is the glory of all land. Then said I unto them, cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. For they did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Well, we're going to have to deal with this situation across clear down at the end of time. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them for the accomplishment of my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted. Before the heathen among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them, and the bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. And I gave them my statute, and showed them my judgment, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. So this is what we're living in today. We got the sanctuary restored with the ordained system of true worship intact, and with the daily. The two sacred hours of the day, the third hour and the ninth hour. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath. You see, I asked on them Sabbath. All those Sabbaths that are mentioned there in Leviticus 23, verse 1 through 44, it's talking about the whole sanctuary system and all the holy days, which is 70. There are 70 there mentioned in Leviticus 23. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths, 70 of them. I gave them 70 a year to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Yahweh that sanctifies them. So he gave the sanctuary system to Burles Johnson in 1970 to restore the creation calendar, the whole operation of the sanctuary, like Moses did whenever he stood up in the wilderness. And Burles Johnson set up with the creation calendar in front of Gilead Center with the whole 70 Sabbaths, holy Sabbaths a year. He had them pointed out on a calendar. And we observed those days every time they came around, every year for 33 years. I already had done that. It says in verse 13 that the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes, and they despised my judgment, which if a man shall do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbaths, those 70 holy days, you had the weekly, you had the monthly, you had the annual feast days. They greatly polluted. Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. But I wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the heathen in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with the milk and honey, which is the glory of all land, because they despised my judgment and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbath. There were 70 Sabbaths because they didn't even observe the creation calendar back then. It was given to them, but they wouldn't observe it. For their heart went after their idols. They couldn't keep my holy days because their heart went after their idols. They couldn't do both of them. They had to do one or the other. either worship idols or worship Him. Well, we're studying with the family right now, Adventist family, and one day they'll have to make a full decision to come on and keep all these statutes and judgments. Right now they're just learning. Nevertheless, mine eye spared them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourself with their idols. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, now they kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbath, and I said I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew mine hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up mine hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen, and disperse them through the country, because they had not executed my judgment, but had despised my statutes, and had polluted my Sabbath, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live, and I polluted them in their own gifts, in that they caused to pass through the fire all that openeth the womb, that I might make them desolate, unto the end that they might know that I am the Yahweh. Therefore, son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, and say unto them, thus saith the Yahweh, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, and that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I had brought them into the land for the which I lifted up mine hand to give it unto them, then they saw every high hill and all the thick trees, and they offered their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of their offering. There also they made their sweet savor and poured out their drink offering. Then I said unto them, what is the high place whereunto you go? And the name thereof is called Bama unto this day. Wherefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Yahweh, are you polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit your whoredom after their abomination? For when you offer your gifts, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, you pollute yourselves with all your idols, and even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel, as I... Now this is a Latter-day prophecy. This prophecy here is for the Seventh-day Adventist Church. As I live, saith the Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you, and that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all, that you say, we will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. As I live, saith the Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you, and I will bring you out from the people, and I will give you out of the countries wherein you are scattered with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. That fury poured out means with judgment. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I feed with you face to face, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, saith the Yahweh. Well, where is this place at? It's right here in the United States, right here in the nation of Texas, where this is going to take place. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And that rod, the only active rod today is a David rod. Jesse the father of David, David the rod, and this branch Yashur sprang out of the rod here in these last days. And I will purge out from among you the rebels, and them that transgress against me, I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Yahweh. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Yahweh, go ye, serve ye every one his idols, and hereafter also, if you will not hearken unto me, but preach ye my holy name. What's his holy name? See, Yahweh is his father's holy name. Yahshua is his son's holy name. No more with your gifts and with your idols. For in Mount Holy Mountain, that's Mount Zion, the 12th hour, that's the house of David, tribe of Judah, the lawgiver. Incidentally, it's a holy mountain because Yahshua has come back, the Son, and made his presence known. And he resides in this holy mountain as the head of this kingdom of David that he has set up. And he has that prophecy in Amos chapter 9, verse about 12. For in Mount Holy Mountain, in the mountain of the house of Israel, says Yahweh, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings, and the first fruits of your oblation, with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. And you shall know that I am the Yahweh when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for the which I lift up my hand to give it unto your fathers. And there shall you remember your ways and all your doings, wherein you have been defiled, and you shall loathe yourself in your own sight for all your evils that you have committed, and you shall know that I am the Yahweh when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according unto your wicked ways, nor according unto your corrupt doings, O you house of Israel, saith Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, sit thy face toward the south, and drop thy word toward the south, and prophesy against the forest of the south field, and say unto the forest of the south, hear the word of the Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will kindle a fire in thee, and it shall devour every green tree in thee, and every dry tree, the flaming flame shall not be quenched. And all faces from the south and to the north shall be burned therein. And all flesh shall see that I, the Yahweh, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. And then said I, O Yahweh, they say unto me, doth he not speak parables? Oh boy. That's an awful lot to lay on the house of Israel, those that had rebelled. He's bringing back. Now this is a prophecy for the antitypical Exodus coming out of all the world, the 12 tribes. And then the 12 tribes comes out, they get their commission, they get sealed, and then they go back to where they came from to get their brethren and bring to this holy mountain in Jerusalem. Now it's not at the 12th hour. That's where it's going to be at the time when 144,000 starts harvesting their brethren, the Gentile brethren from all over the world. That's where they're going to harvest them to, that holy mountain. Okay. Well, that took a while to get that done. About half of our sermon was done. But that was very important. And now let's go back and finish reading Deuteronomy chapter 4. These two prophecies go together. Let's go to about 20th verse, about 23, Deuteronomy 4. Take heed on yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, hath forbidden thee. For the Yahweh is a consuming fire. You'll find that also statement made in Revelation 13. At the end, I believe it is, or Revelation 11. The last verse in one of those chapters, he says, Yahweh is a consuming fire. And he said, verse 25, when thou shalt beget children and children's children, and you shall have remain long in the land, and shall corrupt yourself, and make a graven image or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yahweh, thy Yahweh, for the provoking him unto anger. For I call heaven and earth for the witnessing against you this day, that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto you go over Jordan to possess it. You shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen, whether the Yahweh shall lead you. And there you shall serve gods, a work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And thou art in the tribulation, and all these things that come upon you, brought upon thee, even in the latter days. Here you are right here. Okay. So we read in Ezekiel, the 20th chapter of Ezekiel, the whole chapter. That's prophecy for these latter days, and here he is right here. This Deuteronomy 4 is a prophecy for the latter days. If thou turn unto Yahweh and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Yahweh is a merciful Yahweh, he will not forsake thee, nor destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he swore unto them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that the Yahweh created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of Yahweh speaking out of the midst of the fire? Well, Moses did. As thou hast heard and lived, or hath Yahweh said to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by the temptation, by the signs and by the wonders and by the war and by a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm and by the great prosperity according unto all that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, did for you in Egypt before your eyes. Unto thee it was showed that thou mightest know that the Yahweh, he is Yahweh. There is none else beside him. Out of heaven he made thee. He made thee to hear his voice, and that he might instruct thee. And upon the earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose his seed after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of the Egypt, to drive out the nations went before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance as it is this day. Well, Texas is a land that he's given to us today, the house of David, as an inheritance. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Yahweh is the Yahweh in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, giveth thee forever. Then Moses severed three cities on this side of Jordan toward the sun rising, that the slayer might flee thither, which should kill his neighbor unawares, and hate him not in the times past, and that fleeing unto one of these cities he might live, namely Bezer, in the wilderness, in the plain country of the Reubenites, and Ramoth and Gilead of the Gadites, and Golan and the Bashan of the Manassites. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgment which Moses spake unto the children of Israel as they came forth out of Egypt, on this side Jordan, in the valley over against Beth-Peor, in the land of the Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel smote after they were come forth out of Egypt. And they possessed his land, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. So Moses, the first feeding pasture for Israel when they came into the land was Bashan, two kings of the Amorites, which were on this side of Jordan toward the sun rising, from Aior, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even unto the Mount Sinai, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side Jordan eastward, even unto the sea of the plain, under the springs of Pisgah. Okay, that's the end of Deuteronomy chapter 4, 49 verses all told. Now we're going to go to our Webster's Dictionary, page 2.
Mm-hmm.
It says, sovereign, a gold coin of Great Britain containing 113 grains of fine gold. And believe it or not, I had a gold coin one time. I sold it for $1,000. It had this same kind of thing, 113 grains. Sovereign, also sovereign, ADJ, Sovereign MF, of FR, Assured Via, Volume Super Uranus, Super Over Above, More at Over. It's possessed, this gold coin is possessed of a supreme power, meaning a ruler, unlimited in extent, absolute, enjoying autonomy, independent, a state, this is a supreme chief, virtue, superlated in quality, excellent, having generalized curative powers, potent, remedy, unqualified, unmitigated, having undisputed ascendancy, paramount, one that is sovereign, dominant, free, sovereign, engly, SOVEREIGNLY, it's an adjective, righteous nation, 2 Chronicles 20:20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Yahweh your Yahweh, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." Isaiah 26. "And that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will Yahweh appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in." Okay, so Texas is prophesied to become a righteous nation. Matter of fact, it has already been anointed and set aside as a righteous nation by our forefathers that fought for its independence in 1836. "Which keepeth the truth and may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in the perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Yahweh forever, for in the Yahweh is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down to them that dwell on high the lofty city. He layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. For the foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is unto thy name." Did I say I was reading from Isaiah 26 and verse 9 now? "With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness." Well, Yahweh's judgments are in the earth, and the earth in prophecy is a United States location. And more preferably, Texas. "Let favor be showed unto the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness in the land of the uprightness. Will he deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Yahweh?" Verse 11, Isaiah 26. "Yahweh, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them." Verse 12. "Yahweh, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast wrought all our works in us." So this is who we are. We're going to be this kingdom of peace in the midst of the great tribulation, or the great time of trouble that we're entering into. Verse 13, O Yahweh, our Yahweh, other gods beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live, they are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Then thou hast increased the nation, O Yahweh, thou hast increased the nation, thou art glorified, thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth, Yahweh, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when that chastening was upon them, like as a woman with a child, thou drawest near the time of her delivery, is in pain, and cries out in her pain, so have we been in thy sight, O Yahweh. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have, as it were, brought forth wind, and have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Now this is a prophecy to the Adventist Church. The Adventist Church did not bring any deliverance in the earth. And they were on the scene for 175 years, and still on the scene. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live together with thy dead body shall they arise, awake and sing. Ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of the earth, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, Yahshua, this is the Son now, really, cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. For the earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. You'll find that Yahshua coming out of his place in Revelation 19. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Yahweh is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Yahweh shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come unto thy light, and kings unto the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy son shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see, and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces, means the wealth, the gold and the silver of the Gentiles, shall come unto thee. Why do we have to have that? We got to build this temple, this third temple. For the multitude of the camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian, Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Yahweh. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee, the rams of the Naboth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with the acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a dove into their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first to bring their from far, and their silver and their gold. Here it is. Everybody's coming. When they do come, they bring their wealth, they bring their silver and gold with them unto the name of Yahweh, thy Yahweh, and unto the Holy One of Israel. And Isaiah says the Holy One of Israel is talking about the Son, Yahshua, because he hath glorified thee. Who has glorified thee? The house of David, the 144,000. Okay, and the sons of the stranger shall build up thy walls, and their king shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles. In other words, the men may bring the wealth of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. For the glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee. The fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together to beautify the face of my sanctuary, and I will make the face of my feet glorious. For the sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Yahweh, the Zion, the Mount Zion, the 12th hour of the Holy One of Israel. Because the Holy One of Israel is here, sitting upon the throne of David in this here Mount Zion. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal ecstasy, a joy of the many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of the kings, and thou shalt know that I am the Yahweh. I, the Yahweh, am thy Savior and Redeemer. Okay, say again. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I am the Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, that I am your Savior and your Redeemer by my blood. That's in Revelation 5, 9-11. For them as the mighty one of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron I will also make thy officers peace, and thy exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, that thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by the day, neither for the brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Yahweh shall be unto thee an everlasting light. This is actually talking about Yahshua the Son, but the Yahshua the Son shall be unto thee an everlasting light. The scriptures bear that out. And thy Yahweh, the Father, thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall the moon withdraw itself. For Yahshua, the sun shall be thine everlasting light, because he come this time to stay with his people, sitting upon the throne of David. And the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, as a branch of my planting, as the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Yahweh, will hasten it in his time. Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land, which the Yahweh. Now this is Deuteronomy chapter 4, and I've already read that. Let's go ahead and read it again. Which the Yahweh Elohim giveth, your father, of your fathers giveth you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, now is how you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh, your Elohim, which I command you. But you did not cleave unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Let's do it again. But you that did cleave unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh, are alive, every one of you this day. Verse 5. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgment, even as Yahweh commanded me that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it. Seek therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nation, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who has Yahweh so nigh unto them as Yahweh is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this? Okay, that brings the end of our study. This is our contact is at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song.
Sing the wondrous love of Yahshua, sing his mercy and his grace. In the nations bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place when we hold it to heaven. For a day of rejoicing that will be, and if all see Yahshua, we'll say and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign, when we hold it to heaven, for a day of rejoicing it will be, when we all see Yahshua, to say and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of heaven glory will the toil of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Thank you.